The first cryonics or human body freezing procedure in China for an entire body has recently taken place in the province of Shandong in China. And I need you guys to explain to me from ground zero,
Oh boy.
what is a cryonics technology or 人体冷冻?
OMG has nothing to do with cryonics, but basically is how I feel when I'm trying to tell you about it. Cryonics is low temperature preservation, usually at negative 196 degrees Celsius, of people who cannot be sustained by contemporary medicine, with the hope that resuscitation and restoration to full health may be possible in the future with gains in medicine and technology. Cryopreservation of humans is not reversible with present technology. Cryonicists hope that medical advances will someday allow cryopreserved people to be revived. Okay, so in layman's terms, you freeze yourself shortly after death. Shortly. New Honglin will tell you all about that. But they freeze you after death, and the hopes are that you basically are just kept, pristine, moments after you've died in this chamber, to one day hope that modern medicine will someday be able to play God and revive you and bring you back. And so the first patient who had her entire body frozen in China is Zhan Wenlian, in Shandong province, who suffered from lung cancer and could not be cured with current medical technologies. Her husband, surnamed Gui, said he would like to try and preserve his wife's body, which is really sweet, for the hope that maybe he would get to see her again someday, but he knew it was probably not possible. So a sweet story, a husband really wants to see his wife again. That's why this happened the first time here in China. But New Honglin, you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, I want to tell you if you want to froze yourself and be alive forever in the future, what you should do. And remember, these are like the perfect ideal situation, which is not achieved right now. We're still hoping, we're still doing research, but this is basically what you can do. First, choose a company. There are four major companies that's actually providing the services for
Oh
you right
boy.
now, three in the US and one in Russia. So choose a company and be a member. That's step two. When you be a member, you can join the step three, that is buy a froze yourself kind of insurance, so that when something out of blue happen to you, well, at least you get some compensation. And the step four is wear a bracelet. That bracelet is like a special ID form of you to these companies, so that if anything happen, people can transport you to those companies to do all the follow-up procedure. And the step five is to die. And we have a better way to die and a worse way to die. The better way to die is die of predictable reasons, like cancer or something you know is gonna happen, but you wanna freeze yourself. And there are worse way to die. That is to die out of blue, maybe a heart attack, because you can't plan everything. When that happens, you need to be transferred to the facilities as fast as possible. Just as fast as possible, you should be frozen. And later on, we have a procedure called vitrification. That is like, because only froze yourself into a very low temperature is not good enough. The idea of low temperature preservation is to make sure no chemical reaction happen in your body at all, so that one day if you need to be revived, you can. And we have step eight, which is storage, and you're gonna share in these companies, you're gonna share that little home with three new neighbors. You don't need to know them, but we call them long-term care. We nerdy freeze you kind of people. Step nine, revive. And revive, you can be a new person in the future, but also you can just upload your information in your head into a computer, which is going to be my choice, and then you can live happily ever after.
Okay, so yes, thank you for that step-by-step process of cryonics. Also, I want to add that in John Wenlian's case, She was, in less than 5 minutes, put on life support and rushed to be frozen. That's how quick you have to act. This is astronomically expensive, but in John's case, the place that did it for her said they're doing it to promote cryonics technology, and they might be accepting some applicants, but they're only going to accept a certain amount, I guess, just as a PR stunt. There is no precedent of bringing anybody back from freezing. Mm-hmm. My frozen fish that I keep in the refrigerator is never going to come back to life because it was dead before it went in there. You know, keep that in mind. You are dead. Okay. Your life done and you're frozen. So that is almost like a Lazarus type thing. That is the guy that was brought back biblically by Jesus. That is bringing someone back from dead, not just passing the unfreezing and, oh, I'm still alive. You are dead when you go in there, okay?
Right.
Also, I just want to say, you know, we can talk about all the different X, Y's, and Z's of this, but I like to talk about the ethical things here. Who knows if in the future they'll want to revive you, okay? 100 years from then, they'll be like, we're above organic material and being like bodies and stuff now, so we're just gonna whatever. They might just harvest your organs one day because, you know, that's what you're gonna be good for, especially if you're not someone of world renowned. And what if you wake up one day and you see the world so different? Imagine if you brought a caveman to now. Do you think anything he would be able to make that adjustment? You downplay your want. You upplay your want to live forever, but downplay the psychological factors of just basically teleporting to the distant future and psychologically being able to understand all the leaps and bounds as technology has exponentially, year by year, gotten more sophisticated and fast-paced. So I don't think this is going to be as great as people want, but I think it's something like the pharaohs in Egypt had for themselves. The whole idea of building pyramids and a tomb and putting treasure in there was a belief that after death there was another life, so you prepare for it while you're still alive. This need to want to live forever. So I think this is a leap of faith.
Yes. Well, at least it seems like what it is right now.
To me.
And Nyoholian, I see this.
She's smiling.
She was so excited when she was introducing the procedure.
I'm sorry, okay?
And now she looks ill-spirited.
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned if I revived 100 years later. I don't have any relatives or friends, and no one's
going
to take
point.
Care of me, and they don't want to introduce me to their fancy new society. That is so sad.
Freeze your friends.
Oh, good idea.
Hugely expensive procedure. Freeze everybody, that
freeze
kind of thing.
Everybody.
But certainly I think two things interest me. One is, why would someone want to live forever? And this is also sort of putting a pause on your life in theory if you can successfully be revived, which doesn't seem to be possible right now, but, you know, there's, let's say, 100 years,
maybe
a couple of decades, or X amount of time that you are gone from this world and then you return. Like, why would someone want to have...
Me.
Yes.
Yeah, my personal reason is that I think life is about experience. I don't think I'm going to be super successful or anything. It's just about experiencing the world, know what's everything like. And I'm curious, if I can see the world hundreds of years later, I would definitely go see it, even though it's only a fat chance.
Yeah, I think many times it's fear of not existing, which I can totally sympathize with. Who doesn't feel that? But I think there's a way to come to terms with it. I think I've seen that. It's people so comfortable. And, you know, I think actually death adds beauty to life. It makes sacrifices that much bigger. Someone who saves someone's life and dies in the process, that's huge.
Mm.
You know, death is something that is the ultimate price. It's the equalizer between the rich and the poor. It is so much more than just something to be afraid of, but maybe something that adds beauty to life.
Yeah, and for me, I think it's when you know that life will end maybe abruptly,
mm-hmm.
certainly some in a way that you cannot predict, and it's that unknown, and knowing that there is an end, which makes life
precious
and meaningful.
Okay, I can be a diamond instead. It's all right. I can be a diamond. It's my new experience.
Yes, you know, we all have different perspectives, and we share, we find common ground, and don't always disagree on Roundtable. That is what Roundtable is about.
Yeah.